With little to no skating background, Lacey Brunett and two dozen women joined the new roller derby team, the Des Moines Derby Dames, last fall. After 5 months of aggressive training, the team just played their first game, which in derby terms is called a bout. In the days before their first bout, Brunett is finishing an especially hard practice at Des Moines Valair Ballroom.
I was skating around this corner here, and I went airborne, and my head went back, and I arched my back, and then I dove, belly flopped into the floor, and I blacked out for like 3 seconds. I'm fine, but no more scrimmaging for the rest of the week till the bout.
This sport is played by having a jammer skate in a circle to pass through a pack of skaters. A point is awarded every time a jammer laps one of the four opposing team members. The pack tries to make sure their own jammer gets through, while at the same time, they try to block the opposing team's jammer. They can only block by bumping and pushing against each other with their arms, legs, and upper body, and this is why roller derby lends itself to so many injuries.
This is our legal waiver.
Last Saturday, the Derby Dames traveled to Iowa City to compete in their first bout. Every player must fill out a legal waiver before they can play. As Brunette fills out her form, the reality she is about to play her first real derby sinks in.
Signing this is really proving that, hey, this is real. Like, these are going to be real hits. It's going to be real speed, real action, and yeah.
Iowa City's Old Capital City Roller Girls has only been around for one season. One of their jammers, Lisa Edwards, watches the Derby Dames warm up on the track. Edwards says she remembers when her team played their first bout only 1 year ago, and that it took them a few bouts to get a real feel for playing the sport.
The only way they can learn is if they get knocked down. They look good. Their jerseys, like they look nice. They look good that way. I haven't really watched them skate too much yet. We'll see. No, I'm ready to skate.
The bout begins in a large concrete floor exhibition hall with 600 spectators seated around a track marked off with tape and lights. During the bout, the Dames never managed to keep a lead.
And Cosmo Disco calls it off.
Dames jammer Lacey Burnett's skater name is Cosmo Disco. She comes off the track after scoring 9 points in one jam.
Not bad. Now we're only down by half.
Let's forget the jammer.
Near the end of the bout, the competition is dramatically halted. Showstopper, the coach of the Derby Dames, is knocked to the ground. She falls in pain, and she cannot get up.
EMS to the floor.
Every derby player goes down on one knee, a custom in roller derby, to show respect for a major injury. As the medical staff takes Showstopper off the track in a stretcher, the audience shows their support. After two more jams, the clock runs down. The final score, 192-81. The Dames lose their first game, and their coach suffers a major knee injury. But despite these losses, Lacey Brunett says knocking and getting knocked around is part of the sport, and she likes it.
You know, you're hitting these girls, you're competing against them, but I wouldn't say there wasn't any joshing around on the line, because I know that batter up taunted me in the middle of the pack with a smile and said, "Are you going to hit me?" And I gave it a good attempt.
How'd that hit go?
I don't think it was effective, but a lot of Cosmo Fury went into it.
Tomorrow night, the Des Moines Derby Dames host their first home bout at the Valair Ballroom, where they face off with a Wisconsin team who also just played their first match last weekend. The Dames season will continue through October. In Iowa City, I'm John Pimble, Iowa Public Radio News.
Zero.